Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with another episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with Erica Duell and Savannah Beer. Welcome.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
So you guys have an exciting event coming up and kind of teaming up with the beer team and Generous Coffee. Tell us all about it.
We are doing a photo event on November 16th, which is two Saturdays from now, from 10 a.m. to noon, where people in the community can come and have a free holiday photo taken by a professional photographer, Lexi Hess.
Yeah. Wow.
We'll have coffee and we're excited just to welcome you in for a fun morning.
Right. Do people need to pre-register or anything or just show up that day?
Nope. They can just come on in and come to the back part of Generous Coffee for the photo and then hang out in the front of the shop where there's couches and games and they can just hang out and connect.
Yeah, it's so nice of you guys to do this. Now, for people that might not know, where's Generous Coffee located?
We are downtown right across from the courthouse.
Yep. Can't miss it.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for doing this and so much for being such a wonderful part of our community.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
We're excited.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz, and today I'm with co-worker Lauren Twombly, Director of Marketing and Communications for the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce and Main Street Warsaw. Welcome, Lauren.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Lauren, your plate is always to say it's full is an understatement. I think you're juggling about five plates at once. And just to narrow it down, some of the things you're doing, you have a great event coming up, a big day on November 14th.
Yes, we're always busy here at the Chamber. We got a lot going on. As you said, on Thursday, November 14th, we have a couple events happening. The first one is our first annual Women Who Lead Luncheon. And we started our Women in Business Committee about a year and a half ago, and this is our first big luncheon that we're having with that committee. So that is going to be on Thursday, November 14th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Zimmer Biomet Pavilion over by Center Lake. It's going to be a great event. We're going to listen to a panel of local female leaders, and they're going to be talking about their experiences both professionally and personally. And our panelists are Stephanie Overby from the Kosciuszko County Community Foundation, Emily Illingworth-Kosnick from Toyota of Warsaw, and Peggy Friday. She's the new Economic Development Corporation Executive Director for Kosciuszko County, so for KEDCO. And doors will open, like I said, at 11, and the program will start soon after that. And people can register on our website for that event.
Now, this is open. Anybody can register, or is this invitation only? Or?
This is for any woman who lives in Kosciuszko County. So, sorry, Scott.
I'll sneak in. Great. So, how do they register?
So, they can go to kchamber.com, and under the events tab, they can see our list of events. They can also email me at lklusman@kchamber.com to register.
Now, if that wasn't enough for a day's work, you have another event, same place, right?
Yes. So later that evening, we have our sixth annual YAP Talks. YAP stands for Young Adult Professionals. However, this event is not limited to young adult professionals. Everybody is invited to attend. We've had this, like I said, for 6 years, and it's also going to be at the Zimmer Biomet Center Lake Pavilion over there by Center Lake. And this, the doors open at 5 for networking, and the program will start at 5:30, and we'll have dinner. And we have a keynote speaker this year. His name is Brandon Knoll. He is from Plug and Play. He's the director for Indiana, and he has a great talk about both Plug and Play and his personal journey as a professional in Indiana. And we also have a panel of three awesome speakers that we're excited about. That is going to be made up of Mason Geiger. He's the co-founder of Dream On Studios, Jim Lancaster from Zimmer Biomet, and Lisa O'Neill, the CFO at Lake City Bank.
And if you haven't heard of Plug and Play, because it's kind of a you can't really tell what they do from their name. It will blow your mind if you hear what Brandon has to say. So, how do you register for this one? Is there a cost for the dinner?
Yes. So, the dinner is $10, and they can register again through our website or also by sending me an email. If they're a chamber member, it's also been in our newsletter, so there's a link right there to sign up for it. They can also visit, for both events, they can visit our Facebook page, the Kosciuszko Chamber or Kosciuszko Young Adult Professionals Facebook pages to register through that as well. And then I also wanted to mention that for our Women Who Lead luncheon, and we have some awesome sponsors. They are Community Insurance Partners, NPAC, and KEDCO.
Lauren, thank you for all you do for our community. I mean, you're everywhere all the time. I know a lot of times people will see, you know, other chamber members' pictures in the paper and everything, but none of those pictures would be there if you weren't behind the lens taking those pictures. And you're involved in women-owned business and young adult professionals in Main Street Warsaw. And you're, I don't know how many board of directors you're on. You were a rising star of KEDCO last year. And so just thank you for all your service to our community. And congratulations on getting married here recently. Shout out to Carter. Hey, Carter. Thank you for all you do for our community. And if you'd like to attend any of these events, please get a hold of Lauren.
Thanks, Scott.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it. This is a St. Jude moment.
Calvin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018. He has rhabdomyosarcoma sarcoma, a soft tissue cancer. One oncologist told us if it was my son, we'd go to St. Jude. And within 24 hours, we were on a plane headed here. It's hard to fathom what St. Jude has done for us. They've really given our family hope. For the donors out there, it's just amazing. I never thought we would be in this place. And it's people like you that help us and help St. Jude provide for a family like ours. St. Jude is like the gold at the end of a rainbow. And we are so grateful and thankful for everything.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with another episode of Biz Buzz. Today I'm at Magical Meadows. I'm here with Carl and Michael with some exciting news. Carl, tell us what's going on.
Well, hey, I appreciate you coming out, Scott, and being with us today. The exciting news is that after 17 years of building Magical Meadows to the point where it is an amazing place,
sure
we have to bring someone on that can just even take us even greater. So that's why we've met with Michael Kuhn, a local young man here, and we just feel so excited that he has accepted the position to take us to that next level. I think over the last 17 years, Miss Tammy has built a mission, we want to call a vision she had of the special needs community, and we're just going to go further with that. I think, and I may be wrong on my statistics, but I believe one out of five individuals born today have some type of different ability. So we're only at the beginning of what can happen here, and we believe that bringing Michael on will even take us further with that to capture and give everyone an opportunity to experience, to change their lives, to grow in ways that a lot of people think cannot happen. Mm-hmm. Miracles take place at this place, and we want to continue that going forward. So, yes, we've reached out to Michael. He's got a great story. We feel like he is the man for the hour. I'm not going anywhere. A lot of people have texted me and said, hey, we saw you're stepping down as executive director. I don't believe I'm stepping down. I'm just going to step over, still being here, doing the things that need to be done, but allowing Michael to use his expertise to take us to that place where I believe only he can do that at this point.
Well, before we get to Michael, just so we don't take it for granted that everybody knows what Magical Meadows is and what you guys accomplish here, tell us a little bit about Magical Meadows in general.
Okay. Magical Meadows is a therapeutic horseback riding center for special needs children and adults. We've been in existence for 17 years, started with one horse and, of course, Tammy Stackhouse on her personal property, but soon realized that there was such a need that back in 2012, we moved to the property that we're on now on 40-some acres, plus put up this beautiful building just to serve those with special needs. We have individuals that are blind, cerebral palsy, Down syndrome, autism. And one of the things that we found since COVID came around that there is a whole new level of emotional component that has been brought in. So to this point, we've not been able to focus in as much as we want to on those, simply because, you know, you need volunteers, you need staff, you need the things that to this point we've been able to accomplish. But I do not like telling someone they have to wait or we don't have a spot for them. And I believe, again, that's why Michael is coming on to help us achieve those goals and not let anybody be left behind whatsoever. So, yeah, Magical Meadows is for years it was the place that was unknown, but I believe in the last few years we have made a place in this community, and we want it to remain forever, not just until I'm gone or Miss Tammy is decided she can't do it anymore, because it has to remain. We're the only one in this county that does this type of therapy. Mm-hmm. And doctors now are sending people out here, recommending them to come. And it is just a vital, I believe, a really vital aspect of this community that it needs to be here. And again, don't want to continue saying it, but that's why we bring in Michael on board today.
Mm-hmm. Well, welcome to Magical Meadows, Michael.
Yeah, thank you.
Michael Kuhn. Michael, tell us a little bit about your background and kind of what you want to do moving forward.
Yeah,
with Magical Meadows.
Absolutely. Well, it's an honor truly to be here at the Magical Meadows and to kind of pick up the mantle of where Carl and Tammy have brought this organization in the past 17 years. It's incredible what they've been able to accomplish here, and so we're not looking to change that. We're not looking to get away from that mission. We're just expanding that mission here. I'm excited to be able to use the skills that I've gained over the last several years in the nonprofit world. I was born and raised in Kosciuszko County in Leesburg, and so then moved to Fort Wayne about 6 years ago and have been working there. The last 4 years have been in the nonprofit world, first working at Habitat for Humanity of Greater Fort Wayne. Learned a lot about what it's like to be in the nonprofit world and what it means to serve people. Got to work with some incredible leaders there and learn from them and really get a grasp on what that looks like and what it means to serve people with your heart. In the best way possible while still maintaining a vision for the future. From there, had the opportunity to join Camp Red Cedar in Fort Wayne as well, which is a inclusive summer camp and therapeutic horseback riding facility as well. So I was excited to be able to stay in that same realm in the horseback riding arena, if you will. Definitely not an expert by any means. We'll never claim to be, but really excited to still be in that mission. My wife is a special ed teacher as well, and so this is a mission that is near and dear to our hearts. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited, as Carl mentioned, to just take it to the next level, mm-hmm. to serve more people in new ways. Mm-hmm. The impact that this has on the individuals and their families that we serve is so profound. And really seeing it with your own eyes and being a part of it is something that's special, and I just can't wait to be a part of that more.
Well, it sounds like a perfect fit. And yes. So thank you so much for serving Kosciuszko County. And if people want to get in touch with you, what's the best way to get in touch with you guys?
Absolutely. You can give us a call here at the Magical Meadows or reach out to us on social media, follow us there, or just stop by. Come, there's always almost somebody here. Stop by, check it out, learn a little more about what we do, and get involved.
Well, thank you so much for your service to the community. It's a beautiful place you have here with dedicated people. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.